This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Trying to lose nothing, I'm done.
Basement, back in the rap, back in the trap, packing the Mac in the back of the act. What happened to rap? Can happen to you, I just happen to rap. And this where it's happening at, what rapping is back. I'm asking what happened to that. Too many flashing in fact, two in the fashion and racks, two on your back, or ruin your two and a half. Cause y'all wasn't doing the math. This algorithm, just a fraction. I'm so efficient. While in addition, I'm subtracting. They hold division with precision, written by yours truly. Who he, old schooly, freshman, do not move me. Nothing to prove. When you ain't got nothing, nothing to lose. You fools, you will be nothing but boo. Cause I ain't got nothing to do. Method to do. If the room is lit, I'm setting the mood. Setting the rules. Turn a vegan to a vegetable.
Stepping up, stepping in, just kicking off the show with Ocean Wisdom featuring Method Man, The Ting Done. Massive tune, massive production, massive guest verse from an MC that I hugely respect. I was just saying while the tune was on that if there was an MC that I would quit rapping after working with, one of, if there were MCs, a Method Man would definitely be one of them. If someone said you have to quit rapping after
forever.
You do forever after you do this, but you get to have this guy on your tune.
But when I say forever, I mean not even in the shower. That's it. You're done.
Not even in the shower. Just you can't even rap other. You can't even rap this tune. tune. You can't even tell people about the tune.
Okay.
You know, this would be, he'd be one of the guys. I love the fact that they clearly seem like they were in the session together, because Method Man has kind of adopted Ocean Wisdom's flow, which he's becoming known for nowadays. And he just seems like he respects the old school, man. He sounds a lot like he was inspired by Big Pun. And to get Method Man on at such a young age, it's much respect to Ocean Wisdom is what I'm trying to say. I'm Michael Payne. I've got Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda, with me, and I've got another special guest co-host to whom I will explain Natalie's name.
He must know it.
I don't know.
It's returning.
You know?
It's the third time.
This is a good point. Maybe he just doesn't remember.
Okay.
We're gonna test this special guest co-host's memory quite a lot on this show, because I saw him over the weekend and he was in a state where I don't know if the old memory's holding up much for it. It's Capo Lee.
Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you.
Very
how are you?
Very polite greeting, introduction.
Manners go a long way.
Absolutely. But yeah, I saw you on Saturday, was it?
What
day
do you think it was, Kempe?
He was like, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely ended in day.
It was Sunday or something.
But you performed at the Red Bull Music Odyssey.
Yeah.
And that was where, you know, if anyone listening doesn't know what that was, including Natalie, it was like five boats, I think. They took five steamboats.
Yeah, there was five boats, and they all had like five different genres of music. Mm-hmm. I spoke to someone from Red Bull, and they said that was like their like replacement / equivalent for the Red
Culture
Bull
Clash.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
Fair play, because it was 2,000 people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a few people, but they were kind of spread out among five boats.
Yeah.
I was on your boat, the Transmission, captained by the one and only Julie Adenuga. She held it down really well.
Yeah.
Really great host. Your set coming out with DEE, legendary.
That was for me personally.
Was that the highlight?
Do you know the only part you can actually remember?
The only part you can remember.
We'll get to that.
Okay, fine. I need to know about this. Continue. Sorry, Capo.
Considering I listened to him so much, like growing up, so when we was doing the set together, I swear down, I knew every single lyric. I didn't want to be all in his ear, just spraying his whole body. You might as well have not been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
perfect hype man, though, innit?
Someone who I was a hype man as well. I was doing my own thing.
Exactly. From what I saw, you were definitely in your element, both on your songs and his.
Yeah, man.
You were definitely tipsy, as James Acaster puts it.
Why did you look at me like that?
What does it say?
You read this, sober tipsy.
I
can't remember. We can go.
Pissed tipsy or something like that.
Where are you guys extremely tipsy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know.
Well, I've got an excuse. I smoke loads of weed, so there's that.
Yeah, I don't have any. I drink lots of water.
Yeah, washes away the memories.
It does.
But you were very intoxicated. But it was easy to get, so was it, wasn't it?
I swear everyone was.
It's a hot day as well. Alcohol goes straight to the head on a hot day,
especially when mixed with Red Bull.
You know, I was thinking, I've got radio with him. Yeah, in the week, I was thinking, I know he's taking down notes. Yeah.
No, I genuinely wasn't. Do you know what?
Like, you should have, because I would have to you. I would have done that to you.
You're absolutely right, though. Everybody was in. To put it politely, party spirits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone was definitely in a... I'm surprised no one fell off the boat, in all honesty. AJ Tracy had a movie star moment.
What, he came on a speedboat?
He came on a speedboat because he'd had a late flight back into the UK. So he had to jump straight off the plane and jump on a speedboat on the Thames and then be taken to the steamboat while it was sort of moving. It was,
wow, that's a good
entrance. It's a movie star moment still.
Well, I knew something had happened because just before you arrived into the studio, Michael Capo was here and I said, oh, you know, he saw you at the weekend. And he goes, yeah, what did he say? That's like, wow.
I love the way
happened?
You see me as some like weird uncle neighbour kind of guy that just like snitches on everyone. Yeah, saw Capo over the weekend. Really, really letting himself go, that guy.
I did let myself go that day. So, you know, because usually, like, if it's in London, I usually drive, innit?
Yeah.
But true, like, they got me, like, a Addison Lee to my house. So I felt like, really, like, do you know what I'm saying? I felt special. So
absolutely.
I said, you know what? I'm going to get mortal.
Yeah.
In the words of Love Island.
Oh, is it? It's Geordie Shore, wasn't it, that they say that? Is let's that get, well, let's get mortal.
Mortal. Amazing.
Might have been Geordie Shore, you know, but...
You can't remember.
There you go. Do you watch Love Island? Have you been keeping up with it recently?
A little bit here and there.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You watched it?
I got sucked in.
Are you in?
I can tell.
Like, I know what's going on.
Bro,
I do through his Twitter feed. I don't have to watch it.
Oh, do you do commentary?
No, I don't do commentary. Not on my Twitter. I've just
you can catch up with everything that happens on that show. Just it's very useful.
That's not
actually
true.
It's useful.
I only talk about the very, very, very highlights.
That's all I need to know.
Did you watch it yesterday?
I did, and the day before that. The day before that as well.
You got it on your Sky Plus, I can tell.
Kind of, yeah.
I love that shit. Yeah. I love that shit. But there's more important things. We've got Capo Lee on the on guest hosting duties today. But we've also got some very special guests coming up in the in the form of Jack James and Maxwell D, and also Jammin. Man, we've got four guests coming through today, including Capo Lee. We got the usual new music to play. Like I said, we started with Ocean Wisdom featuring Method Man, Ting Dunn. We're going to be playing loads of new shit from Jack James, Maxwell D, and Jammin, but we've also got games. How many games have we got?
Two games.
Right, two games. Plus plus all the usual weird stories.
So you've got loads of them too.
You're accustomed to that by now.
Yeah, I'm definitely used to that.
Because I want to get into one after this song where a woman claims drinking her dog's piss has helped cure her acne.
Well, I'm on a rude word thing, I'm not ramping. Well, I'm on a rude word thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm in a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm in a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping.
Rude boy style.
Yo, rude boy thing, I get stupid. Turn up the level of the music. Bassy, I've never been acoustic. Spencer has always got something exclusive. In it for the fame, better stars ain't shooting. Strikers, ready, set, booze it. If they wanna act up, I try to be a nuisance. You know I'm on a rude boy thing, I might lose it. Cash card, they are betting up, I don't use it. Rude boy thing, I get stupid. Better show me where the food is. Rude boy team, are you stupid?
You're late, now you're getting extorted.
Rude boy team, are you stupid? System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy team, are you stupid? But I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. But I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping.
When I'm on a rude boy thing, it's awkward. See man are natural brawlers. You better move with caution. You're not a rude boy, you take orders. I've had enough of these fraudsters. Anyhow they come in my quarters, it'll get deep real quick. I bet you can't swim, do you know still waters? Best lock up your daughters. When I'm on a rude boy thing, it's lawless. Meridian Dan, I'm the author. Guys that are built like me, there's a shortage. And college ain't running no courses. Don't wanna see no one tortured. Couple man slaughtered. It gets ugly if I get cornered. Out and about, man, never been traumatized.
Cash card, they ain't made up, I don't use it. Rude boy team, now you stupid. Better show me where the food is. Rude boy team, now you stupid.
You're too late, now you're getting extorted.
Rude boy team, now you stupid. System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy team, now you stupid. When I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping. Rude boy team, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy team, I'm not ramping.
Rude boy style.
Yo, rude boy team, are you listening? But don't get twisted. Everything less when the gold teeth kiss them a dog, them a day, son of body you moving. Guess who's thinking of weed at the christening? Rude boy thing, are you listening? And for the sunglasses during the evening, the rules and the regulations are not needed. I gotta move dodgy when I'm doing my dealing. Some of these so-called bad men are squealing. Man, a rude boy, we never into the speaking. So don't say a word when the family are eating. I never on time, they know I got the latest. Night boot, them are you stupid? My HMP don's always on basic. Rude boy thing, as I'm moving my cash card, they ever know I don't use it. Rude boy thing, are you stupid? Better show me where the food is. Rude boy thing, are you stupid? If the door's locked, try now, I'm gonna boot it. Rude boy thing, are you stupid?
System killers are always intrusive. Yeah, I'm on a rude boy thing, are you stupid?
When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. Rude boy thing, I'm not ramping. When I'm on a rude boy thing, I'm not ramping.
Rude boy style.
That was Flo Dan and Rude Boy featuring Meridian Dan. Two Dans.
Yeah, I was thinking of another Dan that could be on the track. And
Daniel Bedingfield.
Yes. Daniel O'Donnell.
Who else?
What other Dans is there?
Dan. Dan.
Danny Weed. Danny Weed should have produced it.
For real.
That would have been sick.
There's
Triple
another
Dan.
Dan, man. There's another Dan. Murky Jadan?
No, that's Murky Dave.
But his friends call him Dan.
There's Afghan Dan.
Yeah.
Afghan Dan.
What does he do?
I think he MCs.
Is he serious though?
I don't know. He's a myth, bruv. He's literally a myth. Like, I've heard about what he does, but I've never heard any examples.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Yeah.
Afghan Dan. Maybe we should do some research on Afghan Dan during the next tune.
Okay.
But for now, we do, like, speaking of Afghans, well, no, we're not really speaking of Afghans, but speaking of people from, like, other countries and stuff, we do like to kind of let you know what's going on.
It's a global show.
It is a very, very global show. How do you quantify globalism? It's a very global show.
It's a very global
Is it all of the globe? Yeah, it is.
It's all around the globe,
Don't need the very then.
No, it's just global.
Yeah, it's just global. But let's talk about a woman who claims that drinking her dog's urine has helped cure her acne.
Crazy.
Tell me about it.
What made her even try it?
Well,
let's find out.
Let's get in.
In a video posted to Lin Lu's Facebook page, she says, "Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow. I want receipts, first of all. I want to know who's been asking how
that. I want to get on that Facebook page and verify
exactly.
this.
Has she been inundated with these questions?
Are they real accounts? Or
I don't
are they
think
some,
so.
You know?
I definitely
some,
don't think
no,
so.
No, well, they could be just some other accounts from these anonymous people which they've sort of been set
this
up.
This is the
to
thing.
Be,
does she have a problem quantifying things like I do? Many. The answer, it seems, is by drinking dog's urine.
No.
In the video, Lin gives a demonstration of how to collect the sample in a plastic cup. You can then see her, without hesitation, down the contents. Lin tries to give a rational explanation for this behaviour. She says, "Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed. I was sad and I had bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium.
Oh.
And it's also proven to help cure cancer."
Is it?
Proven by
Lin Lu?
Doctors, however, disagree.
Of course they do.
They say there is no evidence that drinking dog's urine, or any urine for that matter, has any health benefits at all. And it definitely doesn't cure cancer. In fact, it could potentially make you unwell, as the urine is susceptible to picking up bacteria once it leaves the body. It is also the case that dog's urine may have traces of antibiotics, herbicide from lawns, and hormones.
Yummy.
Lin, however, disagrees.
Dr. Lin, is she? No, I think so.
Claiming that the pharmaceutical companies are keeping this secret out of the public eye, in inverted commas, by paying lobbyists to get politicians to make you buy expensive pain medicine and chemo, more inverted commas. This isn't the only pseudo-scientific post on Lynn's Facebook page. In another, she claims that it is a lie that dolphins are mammals. She posted, "How the fuck can dolphins be mammals when they live in the ocean? You'll let websites like Wikipedia misinform people. Dolphins are fish. They have fins, they swim, and they live underwater. My dad is a marine biologist. I think I know."
Okay.
I don't know when her dad disowned her.
At this point.
Or after she started drinking family dog's piss.
Through, like, the story, she's got quite arrogant, isn't it?
Yeah.
She is,
Her dog's urine.
Like, I'd describe her as quite arrogant, among other things.
She started to get quite arrogant. Like, my dad's a biologist. I should know.
Maybe dog's urine contains hallucinogens.
It could contain anything.
I can never pronounce.
Hallucinogens.
I don't know what that is.
Things make you hallucinate.
Yeah.
For instance, that your dad's a marine biologist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that your dog's really happy to have
let
some,
you.
Well, when she says about she can see how to do it, I don't think it's that hard to work out how to get dog's piss, is it?
Does she make the dog piss in her cup?
Very direct. Well, I don't know how else you do it. Put a nappy. You can't like.
Well, does she just let it piss on like a hard floor and just lick it up with a straw?
No.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean? You have to ask these questions.
And that picture the spillage on the floor.
Yeah, like,
and
then just you get
the
a little straw.
Must have been seeing her and be thinking,
no,
right? The roles are reversed.
She does collect it. Says it collects the sample in a plastic cup. So
right.
So he's obviously got good aim, or she's underneath the dog, or. I don't know how to...
Do you know what the funniest thing is? And this is like God's honest truth. Capo Lee, if you go to the toilet during the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a tea bag in one of the toilets. One of the toilets in the men's, and there's just a tea bag floating in the Well, someone who's maybe a follower of Lin Lu.
Trying to like spice it up a bit with
you
some tea.
You know what I mean? Human piss and tea.
You guys did offer me tea when I came in here.
I'm drinking the tea, but I trust the people who made it.
I wouldn't, but
they don't own dogs. you know, well, not in this country anyway. The person who made this particular cup of tea is actually an Australian citizen.
Yeah, but
so I would trust that they don't have a dog in
have
this country.
Have you heard how many mad stories we've heard from Australia? I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust them. But also, there is a dog in this. But I'm not saying anything, but there are a couple of dogs in this building.
I've never
that's
seen
not
it.
A lie. The little, have you ever seen the little dog that runs around? Yes.
No, are you hallucinating that?
No, no. I'm not. I don't know. I went to the toilet. I came out. What can I say? I saw a dog. I don't know if there's a connection there or not.
Do you have a dog, Lee?
No. My dad had a dog, though.
Is he a mirroring biologist?
He could be.
Do you drink your dog's piss?
I do not.
Good. That's if, all good.
Would you? Are there any conditions for which you drink piss to cure?
Hmm.
Dog's piss specifically.
Dog's piss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's keep it at dog's
if I,
piss.
To be honest, if I had like a terminal illness, mm-hmm. yeah, we've mm-hmm. tried everything, and yeah. nothing worked, and then some guy come through like
Dr. Lin
long
Lu.
Wizard coat and said, "Try this." Like
little test tubes. Yeah. Of dog's piss.
Yeah, I think I'll try it. Like, if I had like a week left.
Yeah,
but
I would.
I think you would. Yeah. But I do, you know, I'd rather.
You wouldn't.
I think I would, but I wouldn't want the person to tell me what it is. I thought someone.
No, so they
just
have
to tell me, like,
what
it's
it
a.
Is.
What? No, they why? Said, is that the law?
Dog's piss, try it.
Mm. This is might the only help. Thing that yeah. will kill
can I,
you.
Can I put some, like, blackcurrant in
no,
it?
No, no,
because
no.
the thing
straight,
is, if, because wouldn't you be worried if someone just went came into your room while you had a terminal illness in the week to live and just went, drink this? Wouldn't you ask what it was?
Yeah, I would, but I'd want them to go, like, it's a little squash. I wouldn't want them to go, okay. like,
and
it's
then you tasted
piss.
It, and it tasted like liquid pedigree chum.
Well, I think it'd be a shot. I want it to be a shot glass, a shot of it. I don't want a full
a
tumbler.
Shot of dog's
I don't want a
piss.
Tumbler.
That's all right.
Exactly, so don't tell me. And then when I've downed it, and I'm like, that tastes like piss. But I wouldn't know what piss tastes like, because I've never tried it.
You'd want the dog to eat loads of asparagus first.
Oh. No. Although I don't know if that makes it.
Pineapple.
What is it? About?
It'd have
pineapple.
To be a tropical yeah. dog. It'd have yeah. to be a Hawaiian
yeah, yeah, yeah,
dog.
Yeah, Hawaiian dog. Tropical.
What does pineapple make? Does that make it smell
I don't know.
Bad?
Maybe it'll make it smell like pineapple and then it'd
that's
be
all right.
more
it
palatable.
Might make it a bit sweeter.
There's a picture on our screen of what's her
Lin.
Name? Lin.
Is that her?
Drinking the.
That just she's just got a beaker of the stuff.
She's enjoying it
in her
she
massive
look,
back garden.
But I tell you what, she hasn't got any acne. She does look
she
healthy.
Does. You know, she's got a point.
That picture is so Facebook, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it is so Facebook.
Mm. I was going to ask where she's from, but when it's y'all websites, I think she's American.
She's definitely
right?
from the southern states.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all are letting Wikipedia lie to y'all. Drink your mud's piss.
It's proven to help cancer.
It's yeah, but who is it? I haven't heard of anybody coming forward and saying, "Right, wow, I was cured from cancer from dog's piss."
I think maybe they just
if that's the case, everyone will start drinking dog's
yeah.
piss to avoid cancer.
It's true.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. Look, you know what they say? What is it? A cup of dog's piss away keeps the doctor away.
That's exactly that's how it works. People yeah. got it wrong with apple.
Yeah, I used to hear people saying that all the time. Apple. I was looking at them thinking, are you crazy? Do you not know Lin?
Well, I don't think it can't prevent cancer. It can only cure it. So according to Lin, so you'd have to wait to get it, and then you can cure it.
Good
you can't
point.
Prevent it. So don't start drinking
that's
it.
That's a good point. It's not preventative.
No.
Yeah,
it's purely
yeah.
a cure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair play to Lin, man.
Yeah, big up Lin, man.
Wait a minute. That means Lin had cancer.
Well, she hasn't said it there, but
she did it for acne.
Because yeah. the thing is, doctors disagreed, right? So doctors probably did this based on research.
Yeah, like when you go to a doctor, I think the treatment for acne and cancer are very different tablets. I don't think there's one for both.
But
that I'm aware of.
Lin, I don't think operates within like the medical profession. She doesn't have a medical. So she must be knowing this from personal experience.
So somebody, maybe it's the marine biologist dad, we don't know what he really does or if he exists, but
I bet he's a fisherman.
probably. Does her dad drink piss, do you think?
I hope not. Well, I mean, who cares, really? Yeah, I said I hope not, but then I wondered why I hoped not.
Yeah, it's true. Are you her father?
This is business. I hope he doesn't have cancer or acne either.
Well, no, he doesn't. But I guess she's then. I don't. She so she's cured her acne, which means she should probably stop drinking
stop,
it because it's cured, right?
Yeah, true. This
so
is
it's
true.
Not a prevention; it's a cure.
Yeah, maybe so she just say it with your chest. You're addicted to dog's piss.
Surprising. She just likes it now. Yeah. She's hooked on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out Lin anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get into a song.
And then we can get our first guest in.
Sharp, of course. Let's do it.
Cherry tree, autumn leaves on top of me, staring into
And that's Pharrell and I'm joking. It's not. That's Stephen A. Clark with
Feel This Way.
Feel This Way. Very, very Nile Rodgers / Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Get Lucky vibe about it. It was nice.
Sound of the summer.
Yes. Oh, is that what you would say if you employed to sell that song?
Yeah, if I was doing promo for that song.
It does sound very kind of voiceovery on E4.
The sound of the summer.
Stephen A. Clark. The sound of the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done, Stephen.
You should do voiceover.
Thank
you. You've got a very good voice for it.
Thank you.
Should do radio as well. But we are joined by our very first guest of the day. Like I said earlier on, Capo Lee joins me as my guest co-host. Obviously, Natalie's here as well, aka Sarah DeBond. I still got to explain that to you, Capo Lee, for the fourth time.
I still don't understand.
We'll explain it now in one fell swoop. But please, before we continue, just make a give a warm welcome to Jack James.
Hello.
I was very tempted to call you Javuk James.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I can't have been the first. It's not very original, is it?
No.
Nah, it's not. Shit. But it is quite old school doing that. It's weird, isn't it? Because now doing that, changing the vowel for like either taking the middle bit out of the A or swapping it, turning it upside down to form a V, is actually quite old school now. It's weird how that's the case. But anyway, you do join me. You're a graduate of Elam.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Elam, yeah.
I've only ever seen
East London Arts and Music.
Yeah. I go past it all the time. Okay. And I've always wondered what... Sorry?
You're from Eastland?
I am, yeah. I'm a Hackney boy.
Okay.
But technically North London until around 2 years ago when I moved to Mare Street. So now my postcode is E8, bang bang.
Yeah. You have to say it after. Before?
Huh?
Where was it in North before?
N1. Okay. Yeah. So like Stone Newton first, N16, then Shoreditch.
It's kind of. I've always seen that as fake North.
Yeah, well, it was the border, innit? The border, but you know, I think it was very north. It was very north. It was near Angel and that. But anyway, this ain't about me.
Fight! Have a fight! Have a postcode. It's great.
Yeah. Let's start a postcode war
on air.
But yeah, no, Jack James, Elam graduate. What did that involve, and how was that? Got you prepared for the music industry?
So I applied for Elam about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a new school starting up, and coming from the Brit school, it was a big jump to make. I was quite nervous because it's a new school starting up. I was like the second cohort.
Brit school first though?
Yes.
Kept that one quiet, Nat. Didn't tell me that one.
Brit school?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean. I should have given a CV rundown of all the education of all guests. Yeah. Well, we had a former presenter on the show who went to Brit school.
Yeah, Louis
the
Third.
Louis the Third.
Louis the Third.
You might know his face, but I don't know him.
I thought Harley did too.
Do you know how old he is?
Louis the Third. I think he's from like the 16th century.
Yeah,
so I reckon he's about 400.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm joking. Well, I'm 19, so I definitely would have known.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Now he must have been.
He must be about 19, 20.
Yeah.
So I might know him.
Yeah. You may have known him as Louis the Second. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he might have been the second those
the
times.
Second Louis.
You can't change. Yeah, mixed race guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a mole?
I don't know.
I can't... Oh.
Sings, though.
Yeah.
No. I'm talking about two different people.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it is Louis III and he's just a really shit singer. And we're just finding out now because he's like Jack's like, no, he definitely weren't singing.
Or maybe he's got better and he wasn't a singer then and now.
Yeah, maybe
he's a good
he was Louis II before and he just added a number on because he got better. Louis III. We're rambling. So you are embarking on tour with Mahalia as well,
yes.
Who is also a former guest of ours. She's a friend of the show, friend of the station as well. Yeah. Have you known Mahalia for a while?
No, and we actually met for the first time.
Wicked.
2 days ago, like randomly, I was just in the studio, went out for a water break, and I was like, Mahalia. She didn't even recognize me, but it was cool. I was like, it's Jack, and she's like, oh, hey. So yeah. Tour's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna do a few dates in the UK. So you guys should definitely come.
Yeah, 100%. We're big fans of Mahalia.
Yeah, she's very sick.
Mm. And you, we're big fans of you too.
Yeah, we are now. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And have you sort of been performing live as Jack James for a while? Is this going to be your first run of big shows?
So we've recently just got back into performing as Jack James. So like we've done a few acoustic shows this year, some sick shows. It's been a great reception. Mm-hmm. I just want to do loads more, so I can't wait.
Yeah, what's the setup
at the moment?
Live.
It's just acoustic.
Yeah,
so it's just me and my boy Vic. and we're just doing a few tracks. If you, most of the songs I'm performing are unreleased.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just cool to get a little insight into what I've been working on.
That's always a brave move, though, you know, as an artist performing unreleased tracks. Yeah. You know? Like, bruv, it's just, that's when you find out if people really...
Yeah, this is true.
Like, they're not just jumping around for the hype because it's out and that's what everybody's jumping around to. When you perform unreleased stuff, like...
Well, you're all three of you are performers in the studio, and I'm guessing both of you, Capo and Mike, do you do that too? Like, hey, it's a new track, guys.
Yeah, was the response good? Absolutely. You try and keep it... You try and keep that section... When you feel you're quite established and people know your songs, you try to keep the new material to a minimum.
To be
brutally honest, because... Live is a different, is meant to be a different experience, I feel, to actually to recorded music, the experience of listening to recorded music.
Yeah.
I think people want to the sing along factor to music.
Yeah. Especially at a festival, for instance, or somewhere. Yeah. That's like one of the not the greatest thing when you're like, oh, here's the headliner, here's a new song. You're like, no, I'm going to the bar.
But that's only me, as you know, like I said, I feel I'm established enough to do that. But being
but
a newcomer,
artist,
do you feel like you've got nothing to lose, really?
Yeah,
it's been cool. It's all new.
Yeah. Performing is me, basically.
Yeah.
So like, I feel at home on the stage, and like, I've been fortunate enough. Like, there's a song called Star, and every time I sing that, the crowd sings along with me.
Yeah.
And yeah, no one knows the song, so
it must be catchy.
Feeling. Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine if it was just the word star over and over.
Yeah, literally, it is.
Star.
That's it. You just covered it. That's really nice.
You teach
good
people
cover.
A song, right? Yeah, I've got to say, I'm a punk artist.
Or just, for like 3.5 minutes.
That would really, 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 really let people know that you had great vocals. Like, your vocals must be amazing. Lung capacity just can't contend with that. 3 minutes and 43 seconds of Star.
Yeah, just say if you wanted to do a Star 2, there's a couple of ideas there.
Star Remix as well.
New Age Meatloaf, Star 1, Star 2. Absolutely. Well, let's get into some music, shall we?
Yeah, we're going to play Fears.
If you would do us the honour of introducing it for us.
This next track is called Fears. It's my latest single. Yeah, hope you love it.
Oh,
That's Fears by Jack James, who joins us in the studio right now. Capo Lee is just nodding with some approval there.
Yeah, I told him before this is sick. I didn't know what it was going to sound like. I had no idea.
Nice surprise, man.
Sick still.
Just seeing you giving the nod of approval reminded me of like when I used to perform, when I first started performing, and British crowds aren't exactly known for their enthusiasm while you're performing.
But we know that from when Capo, you weren't actually here. The last time that Capo was in, he told us about someone in the crowd who didn't say anything but just stood there with their middle.
Yes, of course.
For the whole. Yeah. And he was like, what? Just some guy just staring at him with his middle finger up.
The arm didn't even ache. He was just standing there for a whole like half an hour, bro.
Mental. You're gonna have some experiences. But then again, you're supporting Mahalia, and from what I've seen, her crowds must be lovely.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? They must be lovely because of the type of music she puts out. You wouldn't expect some goon bags to be listening to Mahalia and buying tickets.
You would be very surprised. You never know though. The way music is these days, bro.
It's true. Oi fam, have you heard that Mahalia trick, blood? Oi, yeah. She's hard cars. Like, can we get tickets?
Yeah.
It's like the booed up situation, for example. Yes. LMA, like everyone loves that.
Yeah,
tune.
It's very true. So like, you never know what could bust among the mandem sometimes.
Yeah. I don't want to put you off, Jack. I'm sure it's going to be fine. It's going to be like, cancel the tour.
I'll be good.
What I was saying was the nod of approval just reminded me of walking to the back of a gig after you've played maybe like an open mic or something, and someone who wasn't being enthusiastic at all, giving you that quiet spud, you know, the ones right before you leave the venue. It's like, you're hard still, cuss. But they didn't want to show you any love while you were on stage. That was great.
You went in still.
Yeah. The shaky spot. Yeah,
you done your ting still.
With the nod as well.
You done your ting still. Alright, come on, you man. Let's go. Uber's outside.
Trust me. But what is your biggest fear? I know this is a very random question because of the title of the song, Fears. Mm. What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear.
Yeah. It could be mine's spiders.
Yours is spiders.
Not gonna lie.
I don't like snakes at all.
Oh, right. Really? Because I've got one back in. I heard that. So my manager already told me this.
You're scared of snakes, aren't you? No?
You're very scared. Yeah. Who wouldn't be? I don't trust anyone that isn't. Yeah. Why would
I'm
you
not scared
be?
Of snakes.
Why?
No.
A snake can kill you. And you're scared of spiders more.
And when people put them on their necks and stuff, like,
yeah, no, I've put snakes on my neck on many occasions.
Why?
Yeah, but you can't trust them though.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, true.
From when the snake told Adam to do that apple stuff.
Wow. He's going back.
Bro, listen, that's the devil's creature.
Back in,
when Adam told that spider off too, do you remember?
Well, no, a spider appears in the Quran.
Oh, doing
yeah.
Well.
Okay. I'm not religious myself personally, but I've got a lot of Muslim friends, and I remember when I was a kid, I was going to kill it. I kill every spider I see indiscriminately. Doesn't matter. We could be in a zoo. Yeah, and I'd probably try and kill the tarantula. Do you know what I mean?
Terrible. I don't mind zoos. Spider. You don't mind zoos?
No, I don't mind zoos. I love zoos, actually.
I do love zoos.
I do love animals.
Hate spiders. Went to kill one. One of my Muslim friends said to me that that they don't like to kill spiders within the Muslim religion because apparently something to do with a spider helped to save the Prophet Muhammad or something like that. Mm. So I never kill spiders around my Muslim friends at any other time.
Good friend.
Heard that?
Indiscriminate.
Great friend.
But snakes make more sense to me as a fear because they can, in many ways, they can bite you and kill you with venom. They can crush you with the boa constrictor ones. What can spiders can't kill you?
But they
the Australian ones can.
Yeah. Depends where you are at.
Yeah. And snakes, I don't know. Unless it's a boa constrictor, I'm not going to be worried about it squeezing me to death.
But don't you think spiders are getting bigger though over here?
Like, yeah.
Like just the house spiders that run. I swear they're getting bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, I did see a massive one the other day and I was thinking, whoa.
What country am I in?
Like anyone that listens to House, they're probably on steroids. I'm joking.
What's your fear, Capo? What's your biggest fear?
I got a mad phobia of worms. I hate worms.
I can feel that, you know. Worms are weird.
They are. Do you know what it was, yeah? Like, I didn't really mind them when I was young, but then somebody started telling me facts that how they're man and woman.
Yeah.
And if you cut a worm in half, it grows back. Like,
those two worms. It becomes two worms or something.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, you can't kill it. Don't die.
When I heard that worms can't die like that, that's when my brain started fizzing out.
Yeah, lobsters can't die of old age.
That sounds like a film though. Worms
lobsters.
Can't die.
Lobsters.
No,
did you know
they're,
that?
No, I never
they're man
that.
And woman.
Yeah, that's weird. that makes worms trump
they're
lobsters.
Man and woman.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. They're hermaphrodites.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or maybe asexual.
But we know lobsters can die because we googled that after the show last week. Do you remember? And it was proved that they weren't immortal.
Well, they can't die of old age.
Right.
Well, that's what lobsters can't do. They can't die of old age.
But they can if you eat them, obviously.
So they'll just live forever.
And the environment could kill them or whatever. But technically, if the environment was perfect for them, they could live forever.
Wow.
Hmm. What?
That's a great fact.
Oh, worms are hermaphrodites. It's on screen. Each worm has both male and female organs.
That's mental.
See, you lot nearly took the fear away when you said they might not be, but it's all back now. Thanks.
They're just like little mini snakes, though. I see. It's kind of the same thing.
But they're worse.
No, but they've got no features. They're worse because they're just a snake's body. They're just a snake's body, if you think about it. You can't see features on a worm.
Does a worm recognise another worm, like, when they're in their tunnels, like... What's going on? Like, how? Like,
yeah, you used to be me.
Yeah.
What are you saying, bloke? I haven't seen you since they cut. Russ! You got big, cuz.
But how are they...
Oh my
God. How do they mate as well? They've got both.
With themselves.
Bro, so this is why they're crazy.
Being a worm must be mental, them. Actually. Worm's life. That's what. Yeah. Fuck a bug's life. That should have been in the film. It would have been. Only Tarantino could direct Worm's Life. What? A Worm's Life.
Crazy.
Right. Have they got eyes? I've never really studied worms.
No,
they're blind.
They're blind.
Are worms blind?
Are they blind?
Blind hermaphrodites that can't die.
They're blind. Oh,
they have no eyes. They're psychopaths.
What is the point of a worm?
To scare you.
Oh yeah, no, it's to help. It's actually they're really important. Actually, worms are actually really important, aren't they?
Well,
for like the ecosystem.
Right, I can tell you, if an earthworm is split in two, it will not become two new worms. So it's like twins. How does that work? It's the same worm. They're not what? They both live though,
bro,
right?
Listen,
they can't tell if they're travelling up or down. They are actually freaky. I'm with you. Like, that is. Whoa.
I told you.
Right. One must be like, you remember Snake on the Nokia?
Yeah.
That's just, that's all you are. You just go about.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Mental. Gosh. Mental.
When mating, another worm, and it says there, I don't know if B's been mating with them, joined together with heads pointing in opposite directions. Sperm is passed from one worm to the other and stored in sacks. Like Christmas. Then a cocoon forms on each of us. On us. It's first person. This is a worm's perspective. Clearly
biography of a worm.
A worm has got in touch with the show on our clitellium as we back out of the narrowing cocoons. Eggs and sperm are deposited in the cocoon. That's nice to hear from a worm though.
Thank you, worm. Earthworm Jim got in touch.
That's nice.
Old school. Cheers, mate.
I'm not worried someone that works here is a worm. And that disguises himself as a human.
Yeah,
they
don't
want
to be outed.
Worms, they could probably do that. They can do everything.
Yeah. Oh my God. Next time
psychopaths.
Fucking hell. That was interesting.
Knowledgeable.
Yeah, for real. Thank you so much for joining us, Jack James. Before you leave, and thank you for the new music, before you leave, let people know where they can catch you over the coming months and where they can find you online.
You can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever floats your boat at JVCK James. And I got a headline show. Well, I might as well say it. I got a headline show in like 3 weeks on the 26th of July, but sold out, so you guys can't even.
Where could we have come that we can't?
If it was a worm, we could have got in.
Yeah, for real.
Could have wormed our way in.
Where is it?
At the Servant Jazz Court is in
Boston. Amazing. That's a good gig.
Yeah.
So the mission is to become friends with the owner of the Servant's Jazz Quarters before what date?
26th of July.
Well, you know, you've got your
there.
Plan. You
we'll all have jobs behind the bar.
Find where he drinks, take a dog and a child in. You've got your
come
plan
on,
from last
come
week.
On, come
how
on.
How did you feel about it being sold out?
Quickly. It's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, it's a great feeling, bro.
Before you put out the link for the tickets, you get that feeling. You always get that doubt in your head.
The nerves.
To be honest, I didn't really think about it. I just knew, like, what was meant to be will be, like,
so
tickets are out.
You're a boss.
Yeah.
I'll people are going to come.
I'll get shook.
I'll shit myself.
Show, like, if 10 people showed up, then cool. If 100 people show up, then even better.
Same vibes, yeah. You've got to provide the same vibes. Way, yeah. I hear that. No, okay, congratulations on that, man. Sold out show. Going on tour with Mahalia.
Yes.
You've letting people know where they can find you.
Yeah.
All that's left to say is thank you once again,
thank
bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, man. We're fans now. Yeah, so we're always going to be supporting you. And we'll send you on our way. We're going to get into a tune now. We've got like jamming still to come and Maxwell D.
But I think we might play a game when we come back.
Yes, blood. The Problems remix featuring They and Rhapsody by Mos Kena. This is Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio. I have a very special guest co-host in the form of Capo Lee, and obviously Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda, joins me.
You still haven't said why.
Yeah, we'll get into that right after this game. I'm joking. No, I'll tell you.
No, I like that. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, we'll get into it after the game. Let's play a game now.
All right, so Capo Lee.
Can I just say, every single game, every time I've been there three times now,
yeah.
Every time you play the game, I've lost.
Okay, maybe it's fourth time lucky. You know how the saying
Much
goes.
Like
it's
England
like coming a, home. Cup, a cup of piss a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
Fourth time lucky.
Rubbish. Exactly. That's very well known.
It's very popular
very
phrase.
Well,
it's coming home today.
Well.
Yeah.
Capo. Let's go.
Keep dreaming.
You've
keep
got
dreaming.
A song called Moolah.
Yes. 1-0.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Trick question.
So, let's play a game of more money, More moolah, even. Less loot.
More money, less loot with Michael Payne and Capo Lee on FUBAR Radio.
I'll be running to that moolah. Running to that moolah.
So what I've got, and actually, that you're playing individually here, but I'm going to mark it up to see who wins. So there's two rounds of this. And what it is going to be is I'm going to play a clip of a song, and then the next song you're going to tell me has it made more or less moolah than the previous song.
Okay.
So I actually, as you're the guest co-host today, Cap, do you want to go first or second? But no help, you can't help each other.
Let's flip a coin.
Okay. Has anyone got a coin? I don't have a coin on me.
I'm broke.
I'm broke as a joke. Let's, I have not have 5p. Have heads or tails?
Tails.
That's the worst.
It's tails.
What did you? Did you say tails?
I definitely
right.
Did.
So you're going to go up first. So let's start with this song. Gangsta's Paradise, which I can tell you sold 6 million copies of that song.
Wow.
So now I'm going to need to know: does this song, Nelly and Kelly with Dilemma, did that make more or less than Gangsta's Paradise selling 6 million copies of that?
Do you know why I say less? Okay. Because Gangster's Paradise was part of the whole film, and so I would definitely say less.
Okay, I can tell you, I said that too, but actually it sold more. It was 7.6 million. No points yet so far.
Big
for Capos.
Do you remember the video for that?
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking, because I thought the same thing and we checked it. No, 7.6 million.
Do you remember the video for that?
So Nelly and Kelly sold
more
than
Gangster's Paradise, yeah.
But do you remember the video for that?
What, Nelly and Kelly? Outside the house, hugging.
There's that scene. Yeah, there's that scene, but there's also a scene in it when Kelly texts Nelly using an Excel spreadsheet.
What?
Why? If you watch that video closely,
and you're telling me that made more.
Right?
You're having a laugh.
They didn't even pay any attention in the video. They just put out.
Did it actually make more?
Yeah, 7.6.
That was
million.
A massive tune. Look, there you go.
There we go. It's on
She's
the
texting him using an Excel spreadsheet. What the fuck? No wonder he didn't ever reply.
Where are you at?
Well, okay, so that's no points. But so let's go on to. So remember, Nelly and Kelly made 7.6 million copies, but did this song. Ricky Martin.
More.
Did you think it made more? Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah,
that is correct. It made 8 million copies. Yeah. Sold 8 million copies of that.
Are you just getting higher gradually now?
But no, but there could be.
Well, I got 1 point.
You got 1 point so far. I'm marking you right. So Ricky Martin sold 8 million copies, but did he sell more or less than?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this made more because I bought this.
I bought 10 copies.
I read that made
this
more.
Is
that tune
a fucking
was a banger. Wow.
Are you mad?
Have you got the full tune?
Yeah,
can you just bang it later? Like,
yeah, like after.
Please just play it after.
I know the words and everything, you know.
It's a tune.
I'm finding it, okay.
It's a fucking
tune.
Has
anyone covered it?
Anyone covers it, they should just be shot.
But couldn't you like get with Carly Rae Jepsen and do something, add a little verse on the song, right?
I wish.
Put that out there, Capo.
Carly, I think this song's perfect.
Carly, where are you?
Use her full name, Carly Rae Jepsen.
I might text her on Excel.
Okay, so Carly Rae Jepsen, you're saying made more than Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
That's correct. It sold 18 million copies.
I think I made a million.
The way 17.9 million copies.
The way I promoted that song, it had to have made more.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give
you
us a little bit.
As well.
Of course.
Just a little bit.
I was on tour when this song was out. Supporting Rizzle Kicks on tour. I had this song was part of my fucking set. I swear to God, I have footage of my DJ playing this song.
Give me a good idea, you know, that I'm gonna steal.
Trust me, this is a tune.
It's quite hard at karaoke.
Nobody hates this song.
This bit's quite hard at karaoke until it kicks in.
Big tune.
Okay.
Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number, so call me maybe.
Okay, right.
Wow. Even in doses, you're just like I'm just.
Is there any point in us making music ever again?
No, don't say that.
I think we should just wrap up the show now.
Okay,
no,
thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
There can be no more sounds after that song.
Put on a loop for the next hour. But okay, so you're right. That made 18 million copies. It sold more. So, did this next one make more or less than Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, good question.
But you know what? You know what? factor in this one. That has been out a lot longer.
Factor that in, Capoli.
Yeah, think about that. And that's longer. Like the song's entirety from when it was released in the 70s right up to now. The entirety.
This is one of those questions where you can use a pencil to work things out.
If you want to. That came out in the 70s,
This is one of those
right?
exam questions, isn't it? Please show you're working out in the margin.
I think it came out late 70s, I think, I Will Survive, I'm going to say.
So, 90s.
Gloria Gaynor.
70s.
Are we including cover versions?
No.
No.
It's her version
Just
alone.
Gloria Gaynor.
Sorry.
Just Gloria Gaynor surviving. No one else's survival comes in.
Adverts.
I'm sure it's been on loads of compilations.
This is on downloads and people buying it. How many copies it sold.
But then on a flip.
Doesn't count on a compilation.
On a flip, I don't think you're going to keep just going up and up.
No, no, it will peak and then...
No, he means on here.
I hear that.
So Kylie Rae Jepsen sold 18 million copies, but Gloria Gaynor's been out since the 70s, I Will Survive. So is it more or less?
This is hard.
Tough.
18 million.
What are you saying?
Because I've lost every single game when I've come
You've
here.
You've got 1 point. You're fine. You're right at the moment.
I swear I've got two.
He's got two, yeah.
How have you got two?
Because he got...
Did you get Ricky Martin as well?
He said more.
Oh, well,
see, look, this is why I lose. Do you see this right here?
False accounting, this mate. This is false why accounting.
I lose. VAR.
Yes!
Come on, don't hurry a bit. Did Gloria Gaynor sell more than Carly? Go with your instinct.
Yeah.
Your first
yes or
instinct.
No.
Do you think she sold less?
Yeah.
Well done, she sold 14 million copies. That's
she,
correct.
I knew it.
Shout out Gloria Gaynor. She definitely survived, didn't she?
Do you know what was the defining moment for me? I think in the 70s and 80s people were more broke and the music was more expensive than it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There weren't downloads then.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you had to buy vinyl.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah, I'm saying, remember, even I thought like in the 90s, remember a single was like $2.99.
Yeah.
Remember in HMV?
Yeah, it's true.
So and then there was the single, the cassette single.
Yeah, so they might have.
Yeah.
And I thought they might have made more money, but we've selling less.
It's good. You've got 3 points. All right, so Gloria Gaynor sold 14 million copies. Did this next lady sell more or less than that?
Why did she sing that?
No, I think that sold more.
You think Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, sold more than 40 million copies?
Yeah.
She sold 10 million, sorry.
Shut up, Toni!
I was on a roll, innit? You couldn't wait to end that. I saw it in her face.
I want you to win.
You done the fake smile, sorry.
I want you to win, did I?
Yeah.
No, I want you to win. So
the fake smile. Call yourself an MC. Call yourself a musician. Capo League.
Alright, don't work with him, Carly. Change it. She was on her way here. She's changed her mind now. Yeah. Alright. Toni Braxton sold 10 million copies, but did this sell more or less?
I
actually went when I did this before and played this. I did exactly the same that you did, and I was wrong on everyone too. Because what you think Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit sold more than 10 million? It's been around for a while. Big tune.
I reckon it did.
That was a massive song.
I don't reckon it did because it would have taken Nirvana from cult status into mainstream superstardom.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm afraid it sold a paltry 8 million. So you're
really?
Wrong. You're wrong. Yeah. I was saying to you wrong. You still went with your. You thought I was trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Again.
That's cited as the main reason Kurt Cobain committed suicide.
Why?
Because they didn't sell more copies
than Toni Braxton.
Than Toni Braxton's "Unbreak My Heart." First line of his suicide note. Fuck Toni Braxton.
It's
it said.
So dark. Okay,
there's a fucking
box.
Fuck you and your single.
There's a documentary about Coco being on Netflix.
There is, no.
Yeah, Montage Effect. It's good. Actually.
Montage Effect, yeah, I saw
good.
That in the cinema.
It's
it
good.
Is great.
It's good.
It
you
is
saw
great.
It in the cinema.
Yeah,
it came out a few years ago.
Mm.
Also, I'm concerned now we need to do some trust exercise. You don't trust me anymore. I told him the right answer. He's still waiting for the answer. We're going to have to do something.
Close your eyes
now.
And fall back, Lee.
All right, well, you've got three. That's respectable, but
that
moving
is.
Over to Michael Payne now.
Okay.
You know he knows so much.
What does he know?
Main bed. Me up present.
So we're going to start with this song.
Freak out. Listen. It's a chic. Freak out.
Yeah, you already know all the words.
It's a very well-known song, Chic Le Freak. I can tell you that sold 7 million copies. Seven million. Yeah, again, was that
we're
a while ago?
That it? Like, it's not a lot.
That then, that would have been, yeah.
I know you don't listen to songs unless they've sold 10, don't you? It's just like, nah. Okay, so did this song sell more or less than 7 million copies?
I know, bitch, be humble. Sit down. Be humble.
I would say, sit down. I reckon that definitely sold less.
Kendrick Lamar Humble sold less.
Less than, yeah.
I'm afraid it's more. 8.3 million copies it sold. 8.3.
He's not started well. He's not started well.
It's not going
he's
well.
He's had a shaky one. He's having a shaky one.
So,
I think he's intimidated Kendrick. By my three.
Kendrick sold 8.3. Did this sell more or less?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it
okay, that Spice Girls Wannabe sold less, 7 million copies.
What's happening to me?
So what, if you get one more right, that's it, innit? How many questions?
No, he's got none. He's got none so far.
How many questions?
There's seven here. Oh. All right, so Spice Girls Wannabe sold 7 million copies.
All right.
Did
you're having a mare.
I am.
Did this sell more or less? Green Day, Boulevard of Broken.
Well, I'm going to go on the fact that I've never heard that song in my life and go less.
That's right, 5 million.
Thank fuck.
Point for Michael Payne there. Point for Michael
Payne.
That's
why because you've never heard it.
So. Yeah, true. But I based it on that.
Okay, right, so that sold 5 million copies, remember. Did this sell more or less?
I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
World Cup, you know.
World Cup?
It was a hit. It was a massive,
big hit.
Massive
so
hit.
Was the Green Day song, to be fair. I know you haven't heard of it. Big, big, big song.
And because it's...
Sold 5 million Green Day.
Excuse me.
What's the genre called again?
Shakira.
No, the genre
reggaeton.
Shakira.
The what? Reggaeton.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look, because it's reggaeton, look, people are definitely
straight away.
I didn't.
Jesus.
What can we do? We're going to do
starting a rivalry here, isn't it?
I'm going to go more because it's
Shakira.
Reggaeton.
Yeah, that's correct. 10 million copies it sold. Okay, so that's a big one for Shakira. Did this sell more or less?
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling.
What are we trying to beat?
10 million for 10 Shakira.
Million.
And that's obviously Ed Sheeran.
Shape of You definitely sold more.
Correct, 26.6 million.
So
whoa, what's going on? Wait,
so you're on level now. If you get this next one right, then Michael
I was
Payne.
Waiting on you at the dough.
I'm fuming,
so,
I'm not going to lie.
26.6 million for Ed Sheeran, but this is a big tune.
It's got to be a Michael Jackson tune now. You know what it's written.
This
is
like, it's from the film, and it's on every single Christmas.
Yeah, it's true.
People buy it. It's played
it's
everywhere.
True. Has it caught up with Shape of You though? Since release, the early 90s, isn't it? Actually,
yeah,
90s. I'm gonna go more.
I'm afraid it's less. It's 60 million copies, which means
16.
It's a draw. Yeah,
it is a draw.
Cafe Island.
You was waiting on me at the dump.
Well, as it's a draw, I think we should play Capo's new one.
Yes.
And if you lost, we would have played it too as well. Well, it would have been commiserations. So we're going to play
a celebratory rhythm.
But well done, guys.
Yeah, man. It shows
right,
we are equal.
That's right, that's right.
We are equal in the eyes of the gnat.
Yeah. 0792929 326 South Capo 9. Locked in. Daniel, hold tight, everybody locked in. Michael, I see ya. Booming.
Rhyming, bang this one in the car when you're driving. Can't you hear that bass with the violin? I wanna see the yell whining.
Grinding. Bear man seeing that grime is dead, so me and Sap linked up, perfect timing. Two dark skin boy, melanin shining, trying to get a diamond.
One Red Bull, one spliff, and I'm there. Smoking loud with a trim full of hair. Jim, man, I'm trying to swing with a bear. P talk, man, better fling me a chair.
Different way, gray my hair. Matching every time I reappear. Man, roll deep, no trim when I'm here. Shut down rave at the front to the rear. London swag, man, know where I'm from. Holler at Sap when I'm scurrying. Travel the map, man, don't slack. Look in my eyes, man, know that I'm I'm on London Bay, gal from Rom. Man don't play, man don't front. Girl got shade, back to the front. Free up the box, Durex Storm. Yeah, told you already. Back with a bang like I told you already. Can't swag like Capo, I told you already. Take my time, I'll blow when I'm ready. I told you already. Man better get out my face with the arms out. Coming lightsaber and I holding a telly. Man don't know, man roll with a everything warish. Your girl said that I'm Moorish. You ain't bad, you're a Dorcas. Mic in my hand, I'ma travel the borders. Always a tourist. It's meh. Everything gorgeous. Don't try pick up the mic and bore us. Where's the ballers? Champagne pour us. Ayo, Capo, bring in the chorus. London swag, but I know where I'm from. Pull around south when I'm scurrying from. Travel the map, man don't slack. Look in my eyes, but I know that I'm on. London Bay, gal from Brom. Man don't play, man don't front. Girl got shade, back to the front. Free up the box, Durex Storm. I said I gotta make sure. Got a bit of dough, but gotta make more. Headline show, but I gotta make tour. Man, a real deal, but I gotta fake for. So I gotta make more. Don't wanna bring, so I gotta break door. Man can't drag me in a fake war. Don't wanna bring, so I gotta take more. What you take this for? What you take this for? Don't ask how much I get this for. Sauce on spill, let me let this pour. Heat on speed if I met this core. Yeah, can't take no more. Don't wanna work, so you're hating more. Make more pee when I'm breaking the law. I'm gonna throw me a crazy tour. Get neck at the door. London swag, but I know where I'm from. Holler at south when I'm scurrying Brom. Travel the map, man don't slack. Look in my eyes, man know that I'm on. London Bay, gal from Brom. Man don't play, man don't front. Girl got shade, back to the front. Free up the box, Durex Storm. London swag, but I know where I'm from. Holler at south when I'm scurrying Brom. Travel the map, man don't slack. Look in my eyes, man know that I'm on. London Bay, gal from Brom. Man don't play, man don't front. Girl got shade, back to the front. Free up the beat. London swag, man know where I'm from. Holler at south when I'm scurrying Brom. Travel the map, man don't slack. Look in my eyes, man know that I'm on. London Bay, gal from Brom. Man don't play, man don't front. Girl got shade, back to the front. Free up the box, Durex Storm.
That's Capo Lee and Safwan with Know Where I'm From. You're hoping to be playing that a lot this summer?
Yeah. He's got a headline show like next week.
Sick.
Because obviously he had like a few complications. So
yeah, so it's a secret to
Yeah. So that, and then we've got a show together in Napa.
Oh, nice.
And then I think Corrupt are doing the, is it Made Festival in Birmingham?
Right.
And they want us to come out.
Amazing, because you're very good friends with the Corrupt.
Yeah.
You're in the new series, are you not? I think I saw an on-set photo.
Oh, my days. Third series now, isn't it? No, yeah. Is it third season?
Yeah, third and final series.
Third and final, yeah.
Can you tell us anything about your part in it? What's anything about it at all? Any exclusive gossip?
Me and Ryan have a really awkward moment. Like, really awkward.
Brilliant.
But you know how they do it? Like, they do their thing like... it's not as much scripted.
And yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's more just...
and there's like a
mad awkward moment where we're just staring at each other for like... for 30 seconds.
I do love an awkward moment. I like when people contest, you know, whether it's stand-up comedians or comedy writers contest an audience's... threshold for awkwardness and their patience.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of James Acaster recently, and he's very good at that. He'll just do something for a seemingly long period of time.
Yeah.
You think that he's going to do it for like maybe 2 seconds, but he would just keep.
Well, we have another presenter, Nick Helm, who presents a show here too, is also very much like that on stage and keeps going and keeps going and quite likes. Some points making the audience feel uncomfortable
through it. Yeah, exactly. It's very Andy Kaufman, isn't it?
I think like that awkward type of humour is quite in at the moment.
Yeah.
Where did it start from? Like shows like The Office or like.
But, well, I was going to. Because Andy Kaufman, that's his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen. What's the Jim Carrey film?
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Mm-hmm. It's a film, it's a biopic of a comedian called Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And he. He used to do the weirdest shit on stage, and like Natalie was saying, it would kind of push you to the limits of sort of comfort, you know. And there's one example. He reads an entire novel for one of his stand-up shows.
Mm.
The crowd, I think, are heckling him, aren't they? Someone's saying some shit, and he's like, "Look, if you keep heckling me,
I'll just start again."
He reads an entire novel.
In how long?
I don't know. It must take a few hours.
Because that's even to read an entire novel in a show. That's quite quick. That is quite quick.
He does it in. Well, it must be an hour or two, surely.
Sure.
The whole novel.
The whole damn book from cover to cover.
What is it? A funny book or
I don't know what book he reads. No, but the film is good. But also on Netflix at the moment, there's a it's been filmed by Jim Carrey. It's the making of the film, and he's equally being as awkward because he got into full character as Andy Kaufman, and the people on set and the other actors are just like he's being a dick, but he's in character and he's just going around like hitting people and just being stupid and throwing things at them and stuff, and fully in character.
It's on Netflix.
I will find the name for you in a second.
I think it's just called Jim and Andy.
It might be called, yeah.
I'm sure it's literally just their names. I'm sure it's just called
I'll have a look for you, but it's good. It's good because he's deep undercover.
But yeah, he read
The Great Gatsby.
Oh, it was The Great Gatsby.
Not a short, particularly short novel.
Yeah, not at all. I read that book one time when I told you about the story of when I went on a date with a girl a few years ago. She was so late. I bought a book and started reading it. It was The Great Gatsby.
How far?
I did like a couple of chapters. Two or three chapters. In the end, she was... So I only bought the book maybe about... And after waiting for about an hour, but knowing that I was going to be waiting for maybe another hour at least. She was a piss taker.
Where was she?
Well, we planned to meet at Westfield. And she
Which
lived
one?
In
maybe she went to the wrong
sorry,
one.
The west one, the oh, white city.
She went to the east one. She went to Stratford.
Now that one wasn't built at the time, okay. so she couldn't even use that. She was waiting for it to be built.
She knew it was coming.
No, she was coming from Kingston.
Oh, that's far. I know Kingston. Wow, obviously. Yeah.
No, Kingston, Jamaica.
That's what I meant. I meant that, of course.
No, she. I bought The Great Gatsby waiting for her. Oh, anyway, the reason I was asking about performing and festivals is because I wanted to know what your when it comes to festivals, do you have any necessities? Must-haves and shit.
On like a rider or
Just stuff you take with you.
What do I take with me?
What's the one thing you can't live without?
What if I do a festival?
Yeah,
your voice.
Apart from your voice, something tangible,
something you can put in a bag.
I always ask for honey and lemon.
Good,
because I don't at festivals you have to project yourself and
absolutely
just that touch more. Do you
absolutely
know what I'm saying?
You're outdoors.
Even like the other week I did a Parklife festival, and then the next day was Transmission Festival.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It took its toll, but yeah, I always make sure I have like honey and lemon and things like that.
But you'd never take, say, or ask for like hot dog water.
Why?
I ask for three white towels.
Three white towels.
Okay.
Have to be white.
But no hot dog water.
No. Wow, just three white towels.
Okay. Because it just so happens that
I'm on Mariah Carey shit.
I heard she gets a dog full of puppies. A room full of puppies on her rider.
Yeah.
That's what I heard Mariah
her
Carey
rider
gets.
Must be, her, I must heard be her, mental. And the room that she's in has to be white.
Wow.
Freshly painted white.
Wow. Wait, is that for the colour or the smell?
I don't know.
Because I wouldn't want to be in a freshly painted room.
Maybe just like the ambience. I know it was mad. I might be wrong about the white, but I'm sure it was something like that.
Well, Canadian artist Douglas Bevans set up a booth at the Car Free Day Festival in Vancouver and started selling bottles of unfiltered hot dog water. Now you probably know why I asked.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
So context, my friend.
Yeah.
A glass bottle of water with a single hot dog inside. That's
a glass bottle of what? To do what with it?
I think to drink. Mm-hmm. And then you get a little savoury snack within the drink.
That's
as
basically
well.
Just pork juice.
This pork juice was being sold for $38, which works out to just under £30. Douglas claimed it would help people lose weight, look younger, increase their brain function, and improve their vitality.
He was working with that urine woman earlier for nonsense things to sell. Lauren Liu, whatever her name was, with drugs.
You can explain how it would do all of those. You'd be chasing him for so long for your money back that you'd lose weight by force.
Yeah.
The weight loss would probably make you look younger. You'd probably lose some hair along the way, the stress of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
and consider it, hopefully that would be facial hair, because that would make you look younger, innit? Mm. Losing any other type of hair, probably not.
Yeah, probably not, yeah.
It'll increase your brain function, because you've got to work out where the fuck this guy went in the crowd. And then improve your vitality, because you got to look alive when you're trying to find the guy that just sold you a bottle of hot dog water for 40 buff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There was a poster on the stand which included statements such as, with the demands of city life and high stress jobs, electrolyte imbalances are all too common these days. We believe hot dog water, in capitals, can help restore the body's stasis after an electrolyte imbalance. And hot dog water's patented carbohydrate restrictors also trigger autophagy, I'm going to go with that, and anti-inflammatory processes. I hate medical words, man. Yeah. They're so easy to mispronounce. The poster on the stand also included testimonials, including one from Nobel Prize winning nutritionist Dr. Cynthia Dringus. Sounds suspiciously like Drinkus.
Yeah.
Who apparently said hot dog water is the new coconut.
Oh my god.
I'm inclined to agree, because I hate coconut Faddy. Water as well. Do you like coconut water?
Nah.
Lee? I hate the stuff.
No, it's not. I don't like it either.
It's disgusting. Anyone who likes it, I think you're lying.
Weird, innit?
Definitely. What do you like about it?
Right.
You're lying to me.
Right. You're lying to yourself, more importantly. You know? Honestly, I'm talking to all of y'all.
Yeah.
Like Lin Lu said. Oh, but y'all.
It's just, it looks good to hold, innit? Like,
It's
an accessory. Yeah. Like, it looks good to hold, innit? Sorry, I'm just going to get some coconut water. Do you want a Coke?
Whenever people say they're going to get coconut water, they never offer it to anybody else.
Oh, because no one.
They always offer an alternative.
Yeah, yeah. Or I'll take the or, whatever the or is. Hot dog water. Yeah, take it. It's fine.
At the very bottom of the poster, in small print, it read, hot dog water, in its absurdity, hopes to encourage critical thinking related to product marketing and the significant role it can play in our purchasing choices. In other words, you're making a fucking big mistake, and we're taking advantage of it financially.
So they reckon it makes people lose weight?
Well, they claim they do, but in the small print, isn't it?
Yeah. To basically be like, you're an idiot if you buy it. If you buy it just thinking it costs that. In the small print, it's basically like, we encourage critical thinking about product marketing.
Despite this being displayed on the poster, Bevan's claimed people bought around 60 litres of the hot dog water. The stall was also selling hot dog lip balm, breath spray, and body fragrance.
I'd have hot dog lip balm. I'd be fine with that.
I don't know.
Nice.
Bevan spent around $1,200 on the stunt and hoped it would help make people think harder about the things they were spending their money on. Did he give the money back, or did he give it to charity?
I hope he gave it to charity, but I don't know.
Mental. Absolutely mental. Well, let's get into a song.
Yeah,
and then when we get back, we've got a legend in the building. Actually, we're gonna be chatting to Maxwell D after this.
Now take it to the head. I put stars on the dance floor. Watch me light up the whole room. I get all the girls glistening when I drop a balloon tune. Now take it to the head till your eyes go red. Suck it back like that. And now the whole club's lit. Red carpet, I'm a VIP. Velvet roping that thing for me. Limo to the club and then it's free entry. Don't roll on my ones, I bring the whole team. Dressed in black, it's a mystery. And when I pull up in the dance, like, who is he? Couple man are hating, kissing at the teeth. And I hear the girls say that's T to the Z. So I stroll on through, now we don't queue. Girl under the left arm, on the right too. Designate a corner for me and my crew. Take over the spot, you know I'm with you. Cause I make them go sick, spirits lifted. Thomas a tiger, and I'm a listing. Give me the bass sign, yeah man, I'm mixing. You think the track shit? Don't take the biscuit.
I make the whole club dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Till your eyes go red. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Till your eyes go red.
I'm that player. Who'll make you shiver? I'll make your legs go. When I'm with you, we in the back room. Your boyfriend hate me.
floating them balloons. Yo, we so free. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Someone in the deck call for a hero. If it did, I will rock that show. You better get ready for a brand new flow. Here we go, here we go, here we go, whoa. Shall I speed up or shall I go slow? If you don't know, please let me know. Cause I would like to know how to rock that show. Said, yo, did you get that one? Come again, excuse me, check that one. Man, I bang a lyric like a son of gun. You can never stop back cause you know I've won. Wanna test me, then you must be dumb. Swifter beats and TZ, that's... Swifter beats and TZ, that's... Swifter beats and TZ, that's done.
I make the whole club dance, dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance, dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance, dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. I make the whole club dance, dance. I make the whole club dance at the twisted. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Till your eyes go red. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Now take it to the head. Till your eyes go red.
That's a balloon tune.
You're fucked.
Wow, okay.
By Tom Zanetti and Swift Devia. I can't believe. Oh my god, I never thought I'd see the day there was a balloon app.
Oh, was that for brilliant. People that take balloons?
Yeah, take it to the end to your ice cream.
Wow.
That's amazing. Sorry, I've heard it all. I've actually heard it all. Today is the day when I can finally say I've heard it
not
all.
Not yet, because the next guest is there and he's going to be playing a song. Well, not. You haven't heard it all yet.
You haven't heard it. You've not heard it. You've never heard it all. This is true. This is true. Bowhead Whales are making jazz belief and down in the depths of the sea. And I still haven't heard that yet, so. Maxwell D.
Hello,
joins
sir.
Us in the
Hello,
studio
people.
Right now. It's our special hey. Guest.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having
me. No, not at all. It's an absolute pleasure, man.
Appreciate it.
You're almost mythical, man. Do you know what I mean? Seriously, you know they say, you know, like, that's popular slang. Oh, yeah, he's a myth. Like, you're actually a myth.
Life. That's the best way to answer that. No, I've been doing this thing for a while, so.
Honestly, like, one of the forefathers, genuinely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a long road, man. It's definitely a long road, but a growing road, you know, life, living, you know, children, mistakes, like, different things happening, traveling around the world as
Of course.
Doing things in different countries, and then just being here and to be appreciated of to being a start of, you know, a genre and to be, you know, perceived as, you know, just a MC that, you know, with the others that are doing really well as well. So it's cool. I
absolutely
like it.
Absolutely, yeah, Pave, but you're back. You've popped your head up once again.
Well, I've been still doing my thing, but what it is that with me, I like different genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
So I always do different stuff. I haven't just been dedicated to grime, even though that I'm one of the founding members with others and that, but I just haven't been grime. And also I've been doing stuff abroad as well.
Brilliant.
So for me, it's been like, oh, hold on a minute, actually let me just concentrate on grime for a second and like do a grime song and then just do it, like throw it out in the machine.
No, you're absolutely
and
right.
And so I just, people are like, oh, you're back. I'm like, no, actually I've been just doing my thing, but you just haven't seen me on your radar because I haven't been concentrating on that particular thing.
Of course, yeah. So we've talked about this myself and Nat on past shows where, yeah, you're right, you know, people can, myself included, can be so arrogant as to think that just because they're, someone isn't on their radar, that they're inactive.
When people say,
it is a very arrogant.
Yeah, no, what it is that we have an industry in the UK and then people see what they see.
Yeah.
And if you're not, maybe not got videos on Gram Daily or Link Up TV or SBTV or on MTV or ooh, whatever's going on, people not think you're in the motion of it, because that's what the focus is
of
in
course.
This industry. But if you around the world, you get off the plane, people in music industries and everywhere, other clubs are still going off, they're not heard of people, and things are still going on, whether it's behind the scenes or in front of the scenes, things are still going on.
And this is very true. But you've returned to the grime scene, so to speak.
You know, to be honest, this grimy stuff singles off the back of grime originals.
Yes,
because we all come, you know, as a collective. Sharky said, right,
of
look,
course.
I'm doing these grime originals, you know, we've got on over the years, do you want to come in on this, and you know, and we just do our stuff and, you know, represent it. And I'm like, yeah, of course I represent it. You know, we all once upon a time would have different radio sets and wouldn't get on, these members wouldn't get on, but now we're all grown men. Everyone was like, yo, you know, there's a whole new generation of grime out there, they don't really know the history, so let's all come together and remind people of what the history of grime was about.
Absolutely.
So we started doing a lot of these grime originals, girls, and then, you know, just the feedback and the people turning up for the Grammys, I'm like, whoa. And then just say your lyrics and shutting it down, I'm like, you know what, actually, I should be a part, I should be, you know, contributing more to the scene that, you know, we've built and stuff.
Well said.
So that's why I said, right, I'm going to make a couple of Grime songs, even though I've always made Grime songs, but I haven't really cared about it like
that.
But now I'm actually caring. So if that sounds bad, I apologise.
No, not at all. I know what you're saying.
Like, I've actually cared, so you've heard a single, like, oh, actually, I know what you're saying. That was me caring.
I know what you're saying, because you it's second nature to express yourself,
definitely,
isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, my roots are Jamaican roots, so my parents are from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of reggae, bashment, dance,
exactly.
All stuff.
You were known for that,
originally.
Before it was with Serious.
Yes, it was my first Gary song.
For all intents and purposes, that could be called a bashment tune. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just on a different tempo.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
A different tempo.
That would still ring off, you know?
Yeah,
that tune
still
ring off.
Just the other day, Gary's Nation, if anything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was that original, and that was my style. I just explored with my style.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was living out in LA for a little while. I started getting into scores for movies.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of hits in movies, as in that Ted, the movie Ted.
Incredible.
That was my first score, actually. That was my first big one.
That's mental.
You wouldn't even notice that.
Yeah.
My tune's in the background playing, you know, like while he's on the phone talking to Flash Gordon, for instance.
Seriously.
So when you go back home,
I need to watch Ted again today.
Yeah, you go watch Ted, you would listen to me like, oh, it's a reggae track, but you wouldn't know because I've been doing different types of music.
Right.
So it's a little thing that started me off, and then I started doing stuff like that out there. I started working, writing songs for other artists.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a girl from X Factor, she won it in America's X Factor in 2012, and then she got a deal, and we started writing songs for her. And, you know, she got a track that I got on DreamWorks. So the DreamWorks, she's done an animated series for that Rihanna done Home. So we done a track for DreamWorks, and it got picked up. And, you know, just these are just little things I'm throwing at you
I've
been doing behind the scenes that no one doesn't know. Well, I got a song coming out in this movie called Blindspotting in 10 days.
Yeah.
It's a Lionsgate film.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of syncs in movies.
Of course.
Giving man some good checks.
Yeah, of course.
Behind the scenes.
They are the best checks. Anonymity as well. Like,
That's the bit of anonymity.
Be honest, do you ever go on a date to the cinema, like, and then like,
do you know what?
Your tune plays in the film.
I had to go.
What do you think of this song? Babes, what do you think?
Do you know
what
the biggest? Oh my god, is that you?
You know, I'll be honest with you. The biggest one for me recently is the one I've got Netflix. There's a movie on Netflix right now you can go and watch.
Yeah.
It's called Reality High. It was the first, it was number one in Netflix in the first week it come out.
Right.
It's a American school teen flip film, and I got 5 songs in the movie.
Wow.
And one of the songs that I got, Drop and Get Low, it's a dancehall track.
Yeah.
It's got like about 500,000 streams. Altogether, all the streams got over 1 million.
Yeah.
But nobody doesn't really know who
That's
the artist
mental.
Is. It's just the song.
Yeah, of course.
The song on YouTube with no video, it just got like over 200K. So
brilliant.
It's a madness how you can put songs around the world and no one's even knowing.
Is true.
Really, you
that's
in
great.
This country,
yeah.
So that's what I'm being doing behind
absolutely.
So that's my explanation.
But
sorry, mate,
thank you so much, because that really does put things into perspective for people that might be listening and going, you know, where does a forefather go? Where does someone who was at the forefront of the scene
visibly, where
do they go? What do they do? You know,
Garage went from Grime, and then Grime went for a little down period, and then, you know, if it's not, people weren't getting fed.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
how
true.
Do they pay? We're growing men.
Yeah.
You know, you
have
pay
to use your skills,
you know,
in other ways.
Other people like my friend Will Wiley and stuff like that, they sticked it out and they went through the trials and tribulations, and they, you know, brought through other talent, and it continued.
Yeah.
So, you know, we was
Everyone's
always there, but we just, you know,
path.
Everyone had their own individual path.
Yeah,
and I
absolutely.
Took mine. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank
no,
you.
No, not
Appreciate
at all.
That.
But as Maxwell D, you are back with Grimy stuff.
Yes, yeah, it's my first single off an EP it's called Timeless.
Yep.
As music's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 1, I've done about 5 songs on there, and Grimy stuff was the first single, so
Brilliant.
I thought, let me just attack that for the summer.
And it features the Grime violinist who produced
it. Yes, my friend.
She's sick, you know.
Yeah,
she's
Nat
amazing.
Powers is the production producer on it, and the Grime violinist.
Okay.
So she's amazing. We work closely together. We've got another track, and she's just like, I'm just see sheer talent.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm just like, wow, the girl's amazing. We could just vibe anywhere and anything. So I'm really close with her, and she represents, so big up the Grime violinist.
Massive shout out to her.
Yeah.
Would you do us the honour of introducing the song to us?
Yes, thank you. This song is called Grimy Stuff. It's not an attack at anybody. I like to clear those things up.
Mm.
It's just me expressing myself of who made the Grimy stuff, as in, yes, I was one of the originals to make it. So here I am. You remember me? Here I am.
Yo, all them false prophet there. But you know, see, I really return at the original, I don't know. Ranger.
Man want talk about style, but am I style them bars? Man want talk about flow, but am I flow them love? Them can't call up me name, cause them know them fuck. Me are the father for them, who make the grimy scuff? 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 Who make it grimy? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make it grimy? Whether they like it or not, man's here for the long run. Where you think this crime shit's come from? Well, it's like history just repeats itself, so I guess it's time for a real one. Well, I'm from a place where machines get busted, cause I did on UKG, don't let me get serious, I'm a murderer. You ain't grime like me, so let me tell you about me though. I was raised in a pet nom, a bad boy with a game plan. I spent my life through bars and I charted. I top footed in that mention. I was getting those from 100k up. Why you, mama, stuck in detention? One man never built up grime music, heartless soul, so the page you go from day one. Man want talk about style, but am I style them bars? Man want talk about flow, but am I flow them love? Them can't call up me name, cause them know them fuck. Me are the father for them, who make the grimy scuff? 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 Who make it grimy? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make it grimy? When I see them, they say nothing. But on the net, the internet fucking not playing no notes. Show them, man, I'm singing what's gangsta these days. When bad boys are cheering up, man. Never been a witness to no case. Never been a chief on no day. And the 20 man rush me, but I believe 20% are coming down with me. Do the mass truth, but you don't half step. Them on a half bad boys, half idiots. Them on a good boys, them on a preface. He ain't ready for the beef, they're vegans. Them on a baby, teething, dribbling. Alright, let me show them different. These bars make a sweater go missing. Wet them up like a baby at a christening. Lord. Man want talk about style, but am I style them bars? Man want talk about flow, but am I flow them love? Them can't call up me name, cause them know them fuck. Me are the father for them, who make the grimy scuff? 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 Who make it grimy? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make the grimy scuff? Who make it grimy?
Grimy Stuff by Maxwell D featuring the Grime Violinist. That's out tomorrow, isn't it?
That's out right now.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's really
okay,
out. It's
cool.
Really
my
out,
bad.
Yeah. No, it was meant to be. The EP is coming out on the 9th of July.
Okay,
time
yeah,
is
yeah.
Time one. Yeah,
fair play.
So yeah, it's out now. It's out on now. SBTV. The video circulating. Yeah, it's out now, circulating, okay. And it's doing pretty good. I mean, a lot of DJs playing it. A lot of
big
good feedback. So yeah, man, I'm happy.
Big
happy
up,
about
big
that.
Big up, big up. It's good to see, man. Thank you so much for passing us. You're an absolute legend. Before you leave, let people know where they can follow you on the social media.
No problem. You can follow me on Twitter at MaxwellD1. Follow me on Instagram, where I'm most active. It's official MaxwellD. I'm on Snapchat and a few others, but I mean, it's so many apps I can't keep up myself. So just follow me on Instagram, official MaxwellD1, and anything from there.
Brilliant.
Information you want to know what I'm up to recently, you can find out from there.
Massive.
But big up Football Radio every time, and you guys for
come
having
on.
Me yet again, and I appreciate it. And
come on.
We keep supporting UK music.
Trust me, all the time. We're gonna get into another song right now, and when we get back, we're gonna be chatting to our very last guest of the day. It's the one and only Jammin.
Check it out, show them how much you want it. Check it out, show them how much you want it.
I can make you all remember me. Speedwalk, burning rubber on my enemies. A misstep, yeah, we never see. A knife in my back, but you'll never be the death of me. Little baby me, tryna play with my dollies. Rip all their heads off, tell them I'm sorry. I'm a Tesla, a new Ferrari. I'm the best of, right off on a Harley. This is my debut, a place I always knew. I'll fix up like glue. You cut me down, I grew. I'ma blow up on them, blow up on them. Blow a kiss to your girl, I'ma blow up on him, blow up on him, blow up on him. Blow a kiss to your girl, I'ma blow up on him, blow up on him, blow up on him. Put my name on the world, I'ma blow up on him. Some say tiptoe, some say drop. Some say cutthroat, some say stop. I just wanna push you to the edge now. Maybe we can love until we're dead now. Maybe I'm a threat, maybe off of my head. Catch you in my web, we can pick a blue or red. Glossy, glossy, who's gonna stop me? There's something to your girl, I'ma blow up on her, blow up on her, blow up on her. Blow a kiss to your girl, I'ma blow up on her, blow up on her. Blow a kiss to your girl, I'ma blow up on him, blow up on him, blow up on him. Blow a kiss to your girl, I'ma blow up on him, blow up on him.
That's Blow Up On Them by Ash Nico. Now, I pronounced that right, didn't I?
I think you did. Ash Nico, yeah.
It's Fubar Radio. I'm joined by my very special guest co-host, Capo Lee. Sarah Dibunda is in the house. Still got to explain to you that name.
Later.
We'll get into that later. But right now, no time for that. We're,
no, joined, not right now.
We're joined by our last guest of the day. It's the one and only Jammin.
Well, gone, Mike. Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio.
Come on.
The guy that's too cool to put a G on the end of his name.
Come on, man.
He's too cool. Right. Why is he so? He's too cool, isn't it?
Do you know what I've learned, man? You're with the coolest guy in this grime thing, right? I never know.
Oh,
Capo Lee.
Come on.
He's the coolest.
Might have to start calling him Ice Capo.
Yeah. I asked him the other day. Can I be you for like 2 weeks?
Bro, just
he said no.
You should start shotting personality transplants.
Yeah. And shutting some of them dreads, you bro.
Listen, this ain't about me.
Nah, but yeah, my couple's my guy, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you're our guy, man. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
What's good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. I'm keeping busy.
Mm-hmm. New project.
Yeah, I had a project, EP, same difference, busting up the streets. And just going through, man. I just wanted to, you know, I didn't want to do too much on like forcing it down anyone's throat. I wanted to just have a natural progression, and the response I've been getting from it has been crazy. I've just got back into a creative zone in terms of being an artist and just having fun with it, man.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I've done on that project.
Do you think that that's become too much of a culture, like you said, forcing things down people's throats, especially on social media? I find, like, myself personally, people forget about the main mediums, like the main media, and forget, like, me personally, I do radio. But no one will ever send me stuff for radio. You're an exception. You know I do radio, so you will talk about radio. But people will always go, oh, can you post this on your socials? And I'm like, I can play this shit for you. You know, I can go one better than that. And instead of showing people a picture of your song, I can actually play the fucking music. Do you know what I mean? It's just weird.
Now I get you there. Wow. I definitely get you.
Right. Yeah, that was my little personal rant. That was my chance to rant.
I just get excited as him swear. I was like, wicked,
yes. By the way, you are allowed to
Do you know what? Do you know what it was, when I sent the tunes, they asked me to quickly send in an email, and I was thinking, is it a clean version? Boom. I just pressed send.
We don't do clean versions around here. We send it back, fam.
Come on.
We've been known to send clean versions back, bro.
Too much of that. That's right.
None of that,
if it's clean,
bro,
we just swear over it anyway.
we put the swear word we think should go there as well.
I feel you. I love
it. It could be a non sequitur. Do you know what I mean? Me and my motherfucking pussies. Just shout what we think should go there.
Vert some Tourette's on there. Go for it.
But we've only got you for like 20 minutes, and we have a game that we want to play with you as
Might not be in a game. No, I'm joking. Let's go.
What we should do first is, as a formality, play the new song.
Yeah, I'm going to play Catch Me.
Then we can chat to you and play a game. But you first do us the honour of introducing the song for us.
Hey, listen, right? Hear me, I'll put my sexy wishes. You see this tune, Catch Me, it's wicked, it's a vibe. Jammin on the Same Difference EP. Follow me at Jammin MC. This one's Catch Me. Boom.
Catch me, catch me. I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me.
All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want test, come catch me. Catch me. Got too much sauce, they can't catch me. Got too much wave, I'm like Maxby. Don't do much talk, I let facts speak. I'll let it spray, I'm like Banksy. Belt full of tools, commands handy. Off all your rules, I move anti. Talk bad online, but don't at me. You wouldn't dare, you're like Bambi. Yard man, I might call out Manly. I'll wet a man with my Stanley. In the East End, like Geeta and Sanji. Gal for the gang, which one do you fancy? Could be Shanika or Francine. Gal one, take off their panty. Colour royalties in my family. So gal one, catch me. Catch me. I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want this, come catch me. What you saying? I run this thing like I'm Usain. Ooh. Fresh and gold like a new saying. Yeah. Hanging from a neck like I'm 2 Chainz. Ooh. I'm in all black like I'm Bruce Wayne. Yeah. I'm coming for the best in the UK. Them man are only bad when the crew came. On their ones, man melt like a souffle. Man, I get dashed like a bouquet. Got nines home and away like Rooney. Man, I red eye like Kakashi. Tuesday, a tech man's gal, even when my hair's nappy. Tech man gal in a Adidas tracky. Nubian king with an African back. She gets wheeled like I'm on a Ducati. Run too drunk, now she's gonna do laddy. Come catch me. Catch me, I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want this, come catch me. Catch me, catch me. I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want this, come catch me.
Oi, 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 oi.
Hey, that tune was mad.
Big, big.
You feeling that one?
Mad yeah. thing.
Thank you,
that's
man.
That's Catch Me by Jammin. Produced by yourself as well.
The whole EP. That one, me and my brethren, big up Marvel, the Menace 3-5 on the Fiddy. Mm. We worked on that one together.
Because when you said you and your brethren produced it, I thought you were going to talk about Guy Chambers.
No.
Because he's one of your brethren that produces.
That's what's mad, you know.
That is what's mad.
Yeah, that's mad. Guy Chambers is my guy.
That is mad that we didn't start the interview with that.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? Only certain people really clock at like mad that
fam,
one is.
Guy, he is the original guy. Like,
he's the guy. That's where they're saying guy. Guy.
If someone says, that's my guy,
that's the guy.
Right? His name's actually Guy Chambers. His name is Guy Chambers. Yeah. His parents, when he was born, looked at him and went, that's my guy.
That's the guy.
Had to name him Guy Chambers.
Guy Chambers, bro.
He's going to be that guy.
Yeah. When he goes up, you're going to be that guy. And he's that guy.
Guy, I think it was Robbie Williams that he worked with a lot. And he co-wrote Angels.
Get me. Man like Guy Chambers.
You've done some weird tunes together.
Yeah, how did that kind of, where did you meet? What the fuck?
Do you know where it was? Do you know Ocean's in Hackney?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
I live on the same road.
Yeah, so we used to go Rising Tide around the back.
Never met Guy.
We used to go, never met Guy.
All those years hanging out around the back of Ocean.
Never met Guy. He don't go there. It was just a random one. Like, we literally Rising Tide around the back, and I was in there making music, and he heard some stuff that I'd done. And the link just kind of came like that. He invited me down to his studio.
Yeah.
And then we just created a relationship from there. And we were just vibes and we worked on some crazy songs.
Worked on stuff for Scissor Sisters.
Scissor Sisters, yeah.
Mental.
Yeah, so he's like, I got to see a different type, like, way of looking at music and how music's created. I think that helped me grow so much as a producer, as an artist as well, but more so as a producer in terms of working with other people and just, man, it was, like, it's an amazing
experience.
That is
a huge thing for your music CV.
Like, massive. Definitely. Thank
both
you.
Guy and Scissor Sisters, to be fair, man. Like,
the money's good over there as well.
That's me.
It's different money, bro.
I've like been to certain places, fam. The money's, fam, even the water they drink. It's in different bottles, fam.
It's glass.
Like, bro, you walk out the door and there's a crate of water. Come and take one. Sure.
Go on, yeah. It's £5 a bottle, though. Yeah. Fiji water.
And what does that have a Voss?
Yeah, make sure you want to finish the drink and keep the bottle.
Yeah, you refill it with tap water.
Your own put stuff. Your juice in.
When you go back to your girl, it's like, what have you been saying? I've been drinking some of this. Try this. It's water. That's Fiji water. Trust me, man was a Guy Chambers
today. That sounds like the advert. You should be doing the advert for that. It's not water, it's Fiji water.
That's a good advert.
Yeah. But it has to end in babe.
That's it.
Yeah, you're not going to go and sell that, anyway. I'll see you like over at Fuga.
We'll ask. We'll,
this
we'll
ain't get, radio. This is just like brainstorming.
Live on air. Right now, we're culturally appropriating. You're missing in the act. This is a radio. No one's even listening to this.
I know. We're just talking to Trevor and Mike.
This is a board meeting.
We are just recording it, so when we play it later, we've still got the idea.
But enough fun and games. Let's get into some fun and games. You have got a game.
I've heard him drop better than that.
I know.
I'm not gonna lie, I tried to give him that one.
He's good. You're a real one.
He's a G.
Well. Your name, Jammin. Your name is Jammin. Yeah. Jammin
so
is the name.
So I need a pen and paper, yeah?
You are,
yeah.
It's in front of you. It's the name of one of Bob Marley's songs.
Yeah.
Are you left-handed?
Bob?
Yeah, I'm left-handed.
Good,
yeah.
I am too. Good. Yeah, the best, very, very smart.
My handwriting's rubbish, I've been told. My handwriting sucks.
It means you're more intelligent. Okay. Bob is short for Robert.
Yep.
And so is Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some clips of some famous Robs or Robbies, and I just need to know who are they on the game called.
We're Jammin' with Michael Payne, Capo Lee, and Jammin' on Foo Bar Radio.
We're Jammin'. Hope you like Jammin' too. Okay. So this is a Rob or Robbie number one. Just need to write down who you think this famous Rob or Robbie is.
To not cause an international incident.
Clues, perhaps.
To not cause an international incident.
He used to be in a UK boy band, and he sometimes still does go with them. He supports the team Port Vale, and he's worked with Guy Chambers.
Oh, big.
Okay, yeah. Can we just smoke about it?
Yep. All right.
He supports Port Vale.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Wow. I don't even know who they are, to be honest.
Me neither.
All right, okay.
I don't even know what sport they play.
Football.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's a football team, apparently. I imagine he's from Stoke. Where is it from? Where's Port Vale?
Port Vale.
Yeah.
I swear they're in like League Two or something.
Yeah, because this guy's from Stoke. So
they're up north.
Why didn't he invest in them then?
Yeah, he should, didn't he? Elton John did it, didn't he, with Watford?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, here's Rob or Robbie number two.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Ooh.
Okay, this guy's an actor, considered to be one of the greatest actors of all time. His nickname when he was a child was Bobby Milk, because he was so thin and as pale as milk. Frequently works with Martin Scorsese.
Oh!
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I can tell you on that clip he's talking about Donald Trump.
I have no idea.
It's mad because he sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah, okay.
Bad man, gangster thing, come on.
Yeah, loads of gangster films.
Oh, do you know what?
He's not a bad fella. I know.
Angry bovine.
I agree.
Okay.
Focus and all that.
Like, he's not a bad fella.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Here's number three.
This is really nice. I'm going to keep it simple.
Why does everyone sound like Donald Trump nowadays?
That's true.
This is really nice. I'm going to keep it simple.
Okay, this guy's an actor. His clothes probably have no creases in them.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, Nat.
Yeah.
See
what I did there?
I'm rubbing off on you, mate.
His childhood friends with a guy called Richard Hall, but are known as Moby. I didn't know that until earlier. Sting and Billy Idol performed at his wedding. His dad is known as something senior, which would make him a junior. A Rob or Robbie or Robert Junior. Okay. This is number four.
Probably doing the bird scene.
These clips are mad short.
I know, like.
They have to. If they're long, you'll know what they are.
Like.
Okay, this is what he's saying.
Probably doing the bird scene.
When we're doing
the
mean, it doesn't mean anything what he's saying. When
what
we do,
he saying?
The, when
probably
we're
doing,
doing
a bird
when we do,
scene.
When we do the bird scene, he's talking about his porn film. He played Cedric. He's an actor. He played Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter. He went to school with Jack Whitehall. He was expelled from school at the age of 12 for stealing explicit magazines and selling them to his classmates.
You know when you get expelled, is that when you kicked out forever?
Yeah.
Well, you got, that's a bump.
Right.
At 12.
Okay.
I see a 7. Cut.
He was in a very well-known, huge film franchise with one word, which means this one word, the soft glowing light from the sky when the sun is below the horizon.
Oh, scene. Yeah,
caused by the reflection
.
Of the sun's rays from the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I don't know what though.
He has fangs.
Oh, Badoom!
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know what the thing is. I don't know who he is.
No, I need his name. I need his name. Okay.
He was linking FKA. He was going out of FKA Twigs for a bit.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're like a little encyclopedia.
But I told you, this guy knows everything. He knows about everything. Everything.
Well, okay, let's try with number five. This is number five.
Fallen off the back of a lorry. Fallen off the back of a lorry.
Now, can I just say something? Yeah. Capoli's copying my answers. You know that.
I'm actually not. I've actually made sure I'm not looking.
No, you was looking. I saw you just now.
Well, okay, this sure guy's a Welsh.
I've been looking at you, isn't it?
No.
The camera. You're looking to. They're talking to camera. There. That was nice. So
the camera will
I'm
see.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
The camera will see.
Yeah. There you go.
He's a Welsh comedian and impressionist.
Right. Yeah.
Was in a very successful comedy show with James Corden and Matthew Horne on BBC One.
Fuck. What's his next song?
A couple. Called something and something. I can't give their names away because it's the name of the show.
When you say a couple, you don't need to say called something and some. All couples are called something.
Yeah, but
and
I can't
something.
Give the names of the couples away. Right, Gavin and Stacey.
Why would you?
Because
you
they
just
don't
did
know.
That to get back at
I'm
me.
I'm helping. Well, like you said, why would you not? I was like Gavin and Stacey.
I know.
And
that was on
Rob,
was
Rob.
That on BBC Three, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think so, BBC One. Yeah. This.
I can't remember his surname.
His name's well Rob something. There. Welsh guy.
Someone paid their TV license.
I can help you, Capo. It's online only now. Although you still need it, don't you? For,
yeah, right. You have to click that thing that right, says, so, have you paid
yeah, you
your
do.
TV
you
license?
Go, so
everyone,
go,
I'm sure everyone clicks in the
so I'm sure everyone's bought one. So let's go for the final Rob or Robert or Robbie.
I was world class. I was world class.
So this guy is, was a footballer.
Oh,
and
right,
he played
yeah.
predominantly as a midfielder.
Yep.
You got
Derby.
You know? I don't know. In 2008, Daily Mail labelled him as the dirtiest player in Premier League history based on the number of yellow cards he received.
Yes, it's definitely this
he's
guy.
He's also got lovely hair, apparently.
And his surname would suggest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah I've got it. I've got it.
Right, let's go. Who had what for number one?
Robbie Williams.
Yeah, I had
what,
that.
What did you, and what did Capo, what did you copy off German?
I didn't copy. Look,
he did, he did.
Roberto Baggio.
You know, I just think nobody wants me to win.
No,
today.
I do. What did you have?
Robbie Williams.
Of course you did.
That's yeah. only because
German obviously had that. Yeah. Right, number two, who did you have? Capo Lee.
Robert De Niro.
Everyone else?
Yeah, yeah, Robert De Niro. Yeah.
He's bumping
yes,
it, Capo
yes,
Lee
yes.
bumped
this
that
guy.
One.
Number three, Capo, who did
why
you
why is everyone...
Because you're the only one who's been
look,
accused of cheating.
I wrote the full names, then
what
he went out this.
So you can't copy
initials.
Me.
What have you got?
Bro, Robert Downing Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, Downing. Yeah, close enough. Yeah, yeah. What have you got, Chairman?
That's what I got.
Robert Downing.
Wait, wait. Listen. Is there a spelling mistake
no.
in both of
did
them?
Watch this. Watch this.
That's how you copy me.
That's how you know.
Look,
that's how you know.
Did you say Downing?
Downing.
Has he got Downing?
Yeah. Downing Junior. Look, there you go.
All of them have initials.
Capo's tried it.
How?
Because
okay.
So he can't copy me.
No. So he. But it's evident he's copied me because I spelled it wrong and he said it wrong.
Look.
Yes.
That's a good point.
That's a very good.
Did you see what Javin said
there's
though?
No names on here, it's initials.
What's wrong with that? So we, so we can't copy me.
It looks like football positions.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna point
now
you're
it. Gonna ask me the
moving
last
on,
one.
Okay, Javin, what did you get for, who did you get for number four?
He doesn't know.
No, don't
because
ask
he
me
didn't
number
know.
Four. I didn't
what
put
did
number
get?
Four.
Robbie Fowler.
No, four.
Four. I don't know four. I didn't know
no, not him. No, I didn't pick him. Where did you
Robert
get?
Robert Pattinson.
Yes,
how?
Fame.
I never know that.
Vampire, Twilight, Twilight.
Is it Pattinson or Pattinson?
Pattinson.
Exactly.
Pattinson.
So you got
right.
the name wrong.
Number I never four. Actually. I'm putting anything there, bruv.
Number five. Number five. Number five. Number five. Anybody?
All right, Rob Brydon.
Yeah. What did you
Robin
get?
Fowler.
No. Who did you
that
get?
One's
Damn
coming.
It.
That one's
I
coming.
Put, oh, Keane. Roy Keane.
Roy Keane. No, good. Roy Keane. Not Rob.
Roy.
Rob Keane.
I know, Rob Keane.
But okay. And then
that's all that comes
finally, number six, Capo. I know you got this one.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. What? One Baft?
Yeah, we've got Rob Brydon, Rob Pattinson. Number six was the footballer.
I must have missed out too then.
What was the lovely hair
oh, he
footballer?
Put, yeah, yeah, I get
yeah, who have you got for the footballer?
Yeah,
Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
Who have you got?
Yeah, that's where I missed out.
What did you get?
Robbie Savage.
Yes, Michael Payne wins. Three to both of you. One, two, three, four,
oh,
five, six.
Oh, I get it. That's yeah. why you put Fowler.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
of the yellow
you,
cards.
You, this guy said,
oh,
they said they get a lot of yellow cards. And
yeah.
he says their last name
would suggest that. Yeah, Savage.
Oh, I see.
Come on, I saw that
easy mistake.
No, absolutely.
Threw me off.
You get another point for that. So it's four
How?
Points for you and six because, you know, I think they were thrown off by foul. Makes sense, doesn't it?
You
it
said they get a lot of yellow cards and their last
but
name.
But I'm not the quizmaster. So why I says shouldn't actually mean anything.
That's true.
But can you see
true.
Why I was
you not?
Yeah, I do.
Do
I've given you 3 points for that. Capo Lee wins.
Okay, yeah, go on. Finally, the win come around.
Yeah.
So what happened to me then?
Sorry about that.
You come second.
You come second.
You can be awarded second place.
But he was cheating.
I will go last, even though I got everything right.
Yeah, that's true. We went in reverse
order. Are we not coming down to the fact that he cheated?
How?
Bro, I'm just copying. Next time, this will happen. It happened in school. It's like I thought we grew out of this, man.
You're attacking me.
You feel attacked?
Yeah. Well, even from the last game.
On your fifth visit, we'll address it, as well as the reason we call Natalie Sarah DeBunda.
We're hooking you. You have to come back now.
But that's all we've got time for right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamin, and sharing the new music with us, and also those stories as well. Incredible. Thank you so much for joining me as my special guest co-host, Capo Lee. Obviously, thank you to Sarah DeBunda. We should probably tell you why they call her Sarah DeBunda. We'll tell you off air. But we're going to leave you with this song, and I'll see you next week.
E-E-double-B. Blessings, I'm blessed, you know. Don't do the most, do the most now. Breathe, I'ma breathe. When I walk off your name now, could never be me. Yeah, I swear. But they calling out, no calling out, no showing out. This ain't for us now. This ain't for us now.
No, that can never ever be me. When they see me, them a free me. Stevie Wonder, they can't see me, but I see them in 3D. They ain't on zero. When they see me, do the footwork like the D.O. Cause on my side, we don't see the P.O. And all my guys so sick like me, yo.
What you want? This ain't what you want. I be with my G's and we really going strong. Yeah, they say they hungry, but they don't really understand. They don't really understand. Now we getting all our blessings. Yeah, they wanna test this. Pull up to the party. We only no guest list. We just wanna drink up. We don't wanna vex, please. Back up that thing, girl, and
don't
be
do
your
the
best,
most, please. Do the most now. Breathe, I'ma breathe. When I walk off your name down, could never be me. Yeah, I swear. But they calling out, no calling out, they showing out. This ain't for us now. Blessings, I'm blessed, you know. Blessings, I'm blessed, you know. You stay wildin', please remind them. We're best life in, yeah. And you need to understand that it goes something like a XOXO, my love is very special. If you want it, you can have it. Don't take me for ya. They in the feelings the most. Me kid that gon' pull up and ghost. All year we doing the most. All year we doing the most. Don't do the most now. Breathe in my breathe, when they walk off your name now. Could never be me.